Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring a discussion on Union Cabinet decisions. The participants are K.V. Prasad, political analyst, and Arjun J. Chaudhary, anchor.
So I'm joined by Shri K.V. Prasad, and we will discuss on the cabinet decisions, a point-by-point decision on the revision of livestock health and disease control program. It has its three subparts as well. The development of the ropeway projects in Uttarakhand. You have the Govind Ghat to Hemkund Sahib Ji, which is 12.4 kilometers, and the other is the ropeway project from Sonprayag to Kedarnath, which is 12.9 kilometers. The importance of these projects in Uttarakhand. So it's good to have you on the program, Mr. Prasad.
Thank you, Mr. Chaudhary, and good evening to you and the listeners too.
Mr. K.V. Prasad, it's important to understand your views on the first of the cabinet decisions on livestock health and disease control. So you had the revision now of the livestock health and disease control program. How important is this revision when it comes to agriculturists and those who are in the business of animal husbandry?
Yeah, Mr. Chaudhary, I think this is very important. If you look at the overall thrust of the government has been to improve the life and improve the quality of the farmers. And because we have a large segment of the society which is dependent on directly on agriculture, and animal husbandry forms an important component of that. And we have to look at it, the comprehensive plan that the government makes for the sector, farm sector, includes the animal husbandry. And I think around 2019, the program was drawn to work on a targeted way to attack two major issues that affect the livestock. The two major diseases. One, of course, is known as the foot and mouth disease, and other, which is the brucellosis, which affects especially the pregnant cattle in the last stages and leads to a lot of complications. So I think the government has been working in a very concerted manner to the idea is that by the year 2025, you have control this issue. And by 2030, eradicate it. So that being the larger goal, it's moving in the direction. And as per what the statistics that the government provides, tells us that almost 9 states are almost on the verge of becoming free from the foot and mouth diseases. So it requires a multi-pronged attack, a multi-pronged program in dealing with this issue. So that, and again, the statistics that were provided by the government do tell us that over 100 crore vaccinations were done against the foot and mouth disease in cattle and buffaloes since 2019, which has benefited something like 7.5 crore of farmers. Incidence of outbreak has also reduced significantly over the last few years. So I think, as I mentioned, the whole idea is, these are only some of the things which I mentioned, but idea is to make sure the cattle, which is, as we call in Hindu, Pashudhan, which means they are the wealth of the farmers, and especially those dependent on animal husbandry, are taken care of, Mr. Chaudhary.
So you mentioned about foot and mouth disease affecting the life of livestock, cattle especially. Could you tell us something about brucellosis as well? I understand it affects pregnant cattle, and of course the distribution of vaccination through the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samriddhi Kendra and the cooperatives for effective supply to those who are in need.
It's a multi-pronged program. As you said, brucellosis is an issue which is affecting the pregnant cattle. So that has been a matter of concern. And again, the statistics that the government provides tells us that since 2020, almost 5.5 crore vaccinations have been supplied to 35 states, and almost 30 crore bovine female calves have been vaccinated. And as per the data that the government has collected, there has been a decrease in the outbreak. So that shows that your program is on mode. And of course, we should also look at it that as we speak, in the last few weeks, we've been listening to even a program and particular advertisements coming on, jingles coming on the Akashwani, which talks of the cattle being counted by the government. And the idea is once you know what kind of the cattle in the country, you can draw up programs and plans and allocate resources to deal with it. So it's a comprehensive idea, and you just cattle counting as an online portal which looks at the Pashudhan, as I said, but it also is taking care of stray cattle. So it's not just the Pashu Aushadhi, is also one of the issues which goes with it, which is providing quality generic medicine. Just as Prime Minister Modi has been after the Jan Aushadhi for providing quality generic medicines to people, I think the focus is also to ensure that the farmers who may not be able to afford higher medicines of very high range are getting quality medicines at the generic prices, Mr. Chaudhary.
So Bharat Pashudhan Portal is for live monitoring. You mentioned about Pashu Aushadhi for quality generic medicines. You also have these mobile veterinary units for supporting farmers at their doorstep. How is that working out?
Well, we all know that our farmers stay in the interiors and it's not always possible for them to take time off to go to the nearest veterinary clinic, which may be far away from their places of work, places of residence, the villages. And it will require quite an effort to actually take, and especially if a cattle is suffering with serious, it's very difficult for them to transport it. In this case, it helps once your mobile vans reach to a village unit, it's much more closer. It's like at your doorstep delivery, so, and connecting the last mile. So it's important, and your facility is being made closer to where you are staying. So the comfort level increases, and the farmers would also, the animal husbandry, those involved will be encouraged to regularly consult the veterinarian and other support staff and ensure that their cattle is not just well fed and well taken care of, requiring all the medical facilities that they need to do in time, Mr. Chaudhary.
I understand that there is also promotion of traditional knowledge called ethno-veterinary medicines. How is that different from Pashu Aushadhi, where you have quality generic medicines?
Well, I think it's as like we all have multiple ways of looking at ourselves. We have even the traditional medicine, traditional way in which farmers have been dealing with this problem. Just as we follow alternate medicines for human beings, we all know that apart from the what we practice, the medicine that we know, go to a doctor and get a medicine. There are many people who follow alternate medicines. And in India, we know because of time and tradition, farmers and those who have been taking care of the cattle have this inherent knowledge that has been passed down generations. And that is where you decide to encourage that and keep that alive so that that is not lost in transition. While modern medicine, modern science medicines are required and to deal with it, at the same time, you need to promote your traditional knowledge. And I think that's where the ethno-veterinary medicines, which are part of that thing, are to be preserved and made sure they're available to the generations that come by, Mr. Chaudhary.
Mr. Prasad, let's now discuss about the ropeway projects in Uttarakhand. What is a ropeway project? You have two of them. One is 12.4 kilometers long from Govindghat to Hemkund Sahibji, and the other is from Sonprayag to Kedarnath. Of course, these are pilgrimage sites as well. What's a ropeway project and why is it so important?
Well, I think, Mr. Chaudhary, we all understand ropeway would carry you from one point A to point B using a cable, a cable traveling car, which is traveling on a cable. And we've seen this in many tourist spots. We all seen visuals of that coming from various countries, including in some parts of India. But this is important because this is an environmentally friendly way in which government is now planning to transport pilgrims to these two important sites of religious destinations of various. So the idea is, we all know, if I talk the Kedarnath project. Now, Kedarnath is an important religious site because it is one of the 12 sacred Jyotirlingas, which is, and everybody waits for summer to set in because it cannot be accessed during winter. 21 kilometer thing, which includes almost 16 kilometer trek up the hill, which is not going to be, which has always been time consuming and also physical, requires people's physical well-being as they go up. So I think this is going to do that. And important, why I say environmentally friendly, people can transmit themselves from point A to point B, as the statistics tell us, in less than 36 minutes. The turnaround time will be much faster. More people will be able to go and pay their obeisance and pray at these sites of religion they follow. So that is important. And environmentally, as I said, it's going to help you. And the spin-off benefit which the government does expect is it will encourage local tourism and support the people who are in and around that area, Mr. Chaudhary.
So we're looking at, say, a budgetary allocation of 4,081 crore rupees for the Kedarnath ropeway. And then you have an allocation, of course, for the other ropeway as well, which is to the tune of 2,730 crore rupees. Minimum capacity is 1,800 persons per hour per direction. And the implementation mode is on the PPP model, public private partnership model. You have the design, build, finance, operate, transfer, and then you have stations. There's a travel time which has been cut down to 36 minutes for the Kedarnath ropeway. What is the time frame within which this would be finished and pilgrims can take advantage of this infrastructure?
Well, I think from the time it gets started, the estimated is going to take around 6 years to complete the project. But remember, this is part of the Kedarnath project, is part of the greater effort from the government for the last few years, 10 years, in fact, is to the Chardham Yatra project, and to kind of promote and in a much safer manner, people could travel to these Chardham. As I said, as summer sets into this part of the region, people travel on these areas because they are inaccessible or closed down during the winter months because of the snow and rain. And most importantly, as you pointed out, this ropeway will also help which the infirm, the elderly, and the divyangjan, or those who are challenged by various physical, visual, and other aspects of their life. These people in particular will be greatly benefited by actually being able to go and pay their respects at the site of pilgrimage, Mr. Chaudhary.
So, for instance, at the Hemkund station itself, 1.77 lakh pilgrims had traveled in 2023. The concession period is 35 years, but the construction period is going to be 6 years. Why this long time frame for the construction? Even though the concession is quite long, clearly there'll be charge pilgrims will have to pay for this beneficial service.
Yeah, of course. It's like we all been experiencing toll roads in the country. The idea is you get benefit, you pay your toll, and then after certain years, the concession ends, it becomes a freeway. That's one thing, except for paying a minimum support for maintaining. But if you look at the time lag, certainly we must remember these are both two aspects we can never ignore. One, A, they are in ecologically and environmentally sensitive areas. So you need time to, and the infrastructure that needs to be put place in places which are above a certain height, above sea level. I think if it's 12,000 feet in case of Kedarnath, in case of Hemkund Sahib, it will be 15,000 feet. So it's an uphill thing. So you need the infrastructure. You need to move machinery up the hill. You need to put people on there and make sure that the environment is not disturbed, because this has been a concern over a large period of time, that you should make sure that you are building this infrastructure. As Prime Minister says, Vikas Bhi and Virasat Bhi, that means while we develop, we also make sure our heritage is not disturbed. And that is important, because if you remember, even when the Chardham project was started to connect it by road, there was some concerns over environmental and the whole project changing the environmental, or people had even knocked the doors of the court. So that being a thing of past, I think the government has to take this sensitivity in mind. And also there is local population who are very, very sensitive to in the places they stay. So all this time, of course, is also because of the terrain, which will make construction not like what we see in terra firma, Mr. Chaudhary.
So clearly the heritage is to protect the sentiments of the Hindus at Kedarnath, and of course at Hemkunji, Sahibji, will be the Sikh heritage that is to be protected. You also have the Uttarakhand Ropeways Act of 2014, where it's a foundation for licensing, monitoring of operations, safety and tariff for the ropeway. So it seems that there is a financial viability, economic viability, and of course the legal framework that has come up to ensure that this model is promoted and the construction is carried out, completed within a certain time frame. The concession is awarded and they can earn from that concession, while at the same time you have public infrastructure benefiting pilgrims and members of the public who come to these sites.
And one thing we may like to add is, of course, Hemkund Sahib, as we go, there is a nearby a very heritage site known as the Valley of Flowers. It's a UNESCO declared World Heritage Site. And a lot of people, tourists, flock to that region. And so this has a twin benefit, apart from the advantage that pilgrims, both from the Sikh community and the Hindu community, would like to travel to Hemkund Sahib Ji. Others would also like to take benefit of traveling to the other part and seeing the Valley of Flowers, which has its own, as I said, a UNESCO heritage tag. So it's a twin aspect that we also look at, besides increasing the number of hours, because once the mobility is increased, there will be a reduction in the trip time and you'll have greater footfalls. That's the idea.
So clearly there'll be royalty payments to the government from the concession that is awarded to the concessionaire, the operator of the project itself. So we're looking at capital expenditure by the government towards infrastructure, which will benefit logistical and transport services to the public, while at the same time, it's also creating infrastructure according to the budgetary allocations.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you have to have, as you mentioned, there has to be a legal framework under which this operate, because safety and security of passengers, when you're allowing a ropeway on such a, you have to ensure, because there are possibilities that nobody should get trapped in any kind of a mishap. Governments are careful, especially the 2014 Act you mentioned, is to give a legal framework under which the concessionaire can operate following the law of the land required for that and ensure safety and security of passengers and overall well-being of the project. That's the way I look at it.
Thank you so much, Mr. K.V. Prasad, for being with us on Akashvani.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on Union Cabinet decisions. The participants were K.V. Prasad, political analyst, and Arjun J. Chaudhary, anchor.
Spotlight.